Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 616 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. This week I chat with Bradley Moore, live in a secret location, and we'll discuss Matilda the Musical, which he is directing and which is the next offering from Expression City. So we're going to get that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers. I am on a secret location somewhere in Brentwood, Franklin area. Franklin. I'm in Franklin at Expression City, and I have with me the director of Matilda the Musical, Bradley Moore. How are you, sir?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. Look, here's some people coming in with a wig. Hello.
Never a dull moment. When
never a dull moment.
Involved.
This is what happens when you go on secret location.
Are we on break?
No, we're doing an interview.
We're doing an interview. That's our...
We never take breaks.
We never take breaks. It's always good. So we had a wig and a costume designer come through and everything else. So everything is sort of happening here today, Bradley. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
So what, when you were asked to do Matilda, what were your first thoughts?
Well, I was super excited. I had seen the tour of Matilda a few years ago when it came through Nashville. And I just remember like laughing a lot, being emotional, and just thinking that it was a beautiful show. And so kind of when it closed on Broadway, I was waiting for the day when we would be able to do it. And I had no clue that I would get to be like the first director in Nashville to direct the show. So that's pretty exciting.
I mean, it is pretty exciting, especially for, I mean, because you and I did Newsies here at Expression City.
Yeah.
And I like how they just kind of leaped right on it, didn't they? This was not originally their plan. And then all of a sudden it sort of, whatever, the stars aligned or whatever, yeah. And they were able to pull it out.
Yeah, so the stars aligned with the timing of like the rights becoming available and like the, you know, they needed a show, and this is just kind of how it happened. And yeah, they did. They just jumped right in, and I think that's great.
So, like we talked about with Curtis and Newsies and stuff like that, this is a bizarre rehearsal period of shorter than what they had for Newsies.
Yeah.
But it's a day, and then it's 2 hours here, and then another day, and then 2 hours, and then two or three days off, and then there's like 6 hours. And so addressing this, did you realize that this show was so huge with all of the stuff in it when you were first?
Yeah, I think
first
after,
approach about this.
Well, I think after like directing however many musicals I have, I think you always kind of go in very hopeful, but you also have to be very realistic. And I knew that it was going to be a big undertaking and that we were all going to have to work super hard to pull this off in like less than, well, in about 2 months,
right.
You know, with very limited rehearsals.
Because I mean, you know, not to give away too many plot points, but there's physical challenges that have to be happened beyond dancing and choreography.
Right.
There's whole other languages.
There's
people have
magic.
To speak. There's magic.
Yeah.
There's people who've got to speak Russian and.
Yeah. There's yeah, you're right. There's a lot of things. It's one of those shows.
It has to also be carried by, I don't know how old Audrey is, but most
she's
of the,
10.
The bulk of the weight is going to be carried by a 10-year-old.
By a 10-year-old, yeah, who's playing Matilda. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot, but I'm really proud of how much everyone's working and how hard everyone's working. And we open in 2 weeks, and I think we're going to be great.
So what has been the biggest challenge for you, would you say, for your directorial process working on this show?
Well, you know, when they did this on Broadway, they had, you know, the luxury of like, oh, we have $500,000. We have all this money. So I think like it's interesting to always take a script and go, well, realistically, we can't do that, what they did, which I don't like doing what people did anyway. So just trying to use my creative juices to kind of reimagine some scenes and try to figure out how it works in our world, in our realistic like space and all that kind of stuff has been probably the biggest challenge.
So I'm gonna I ask everybody when they're talking about their shows, it, you know, every musical number is great and all these children are wonderful. I'm not gonna ask you for name for specific names, but is there as we're working through this still, is there a moment that's starting to gel that you look really forward to each time we go through the piece?
Yeah, the closing number of Act One is called Bruce. And it's like one of those songs that just gets stuck in your head, and it's kind of dark. I mean, Roald Dahl in general is like has always been one of my favorite authors, which is why I feel so lucky as well to direct this. And it's a very dark way to end this number. It's a little bit of like torture by cake.
Torture by cake.
Yeah, so I love it, and Curtis has done such a great job with the choreography on it, and it just has this like impact, and it really ends the act very nicely. So I look forward to it every night because I like watching it and listening to it, but I hate it because the song gets stuck in my head and then I'm singing it like in the shower, in the car, and I just can't get it out. But yeah, that's probably I think your moments change when you're directing like every day. Like you're right. Like, oh, I just discovered this moment that I love. So that's where I'm at right now.
Has there been a point in this process that has surprised you?
I think I'm surprised at just how hard these kids work. Like being between 10 and 17, like I remember being that age and I loved theater as well. And I did work hard, but you can never like count on a collective group of people to be that way. And like every single one of them is just giving it their all and working extremely hard, even when we're not in rehearsals, which I think has just super impressed me, you know, besides also the awesome adult cast that I have, which I think is a dream as well. So
I'm not going to ask you to name all the kids, but which ones are they? Can you rattle off the adults? You know all the adults' names?
Yes. So we have David Gallagher and Sarah Barbary and John Malden, of course, who's holding the interview here. Elizabeth Turner and Braden Wall and Heather Hershow. And we have Abigail, who's playing Miss Honey.
Abigail Nickel, right?
Yeah, Abigail Nickel. I'm trying to do this so I don't forget anyone because, you know, it's been a long day. Matt Dolan, who's amazing as well.
He's playing everybody else.
He's playing everybody else. And then Curtis is in the show. Curtis Reed is playing our Miss Trunchbull.
Right. And did you mention Christian?
And Christian Redden, who is playing the saucy dancer Rodolfo in the show, and he's pretty
special. There's a special treat in the opening number that you guys need to see.
Yes,
because what he does is amazing.
It is
to do that and be able to sing at the same time.
And that was one of those moments where I was like, "This is what I really want," but it didn't happen. So we had to kind of adjust. But now I'm very excited about what it ended up being. And he's like ridiculously talented. I'm like, can you like walk on the roof and throw bricks at people while tap dancing and singing? And he's like,
dancing
yes.
to rumba.
He's like, I did it last week.
Okay. If you want me to breathe fire, I can do that as well.
Yes. But thank you for helping me with the completion of the cast. I'm trying to remember everybody.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've done these and people have left and called back later like, oh my God, can you add in that I said this? I'm like, well, no, I can't really do that now. And so this runs just one short weekend. We have three performances, correct?
Yes, and I believe that there will be a fourth.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news. I think there will be a fourth performance on Sunday, March 31st at 2:00, which should go on sale in the next couple of days.
So let's hope so. So we can get tickets by, do you know?
Go to the Expression City website or Expression City on Facebook, and there are links to the ticket purchasing
apparatus.
I almost said that too. The page for where you can buy tickets. Yeah. And the three shows that are on sale right now are almost sold out. So please go get them now.
They're really not expensive tickets. There's like probably $18.
Yeah.
Because the 20 seats have sold out. The $20
seats.
That's
true. We did have some special $20 seats.
$20.
But it's a real, you know, it's crazy. It's a big space, but it's intimate at the same time. So it's kind of weird that way, but it's fantastic that way too. Like the stage is a good size, but the audience area is intimate. So it's a nice place to come see a show.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And, of course, I'll have ticket information linked on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Bradley.
Thanks, John. And you have to come see John on the show because he's pretty incredible, like usual, but but definitely very funny in this show.
I'm not a mini man of hats, but I'm a mini man of wigs.
That is true. And we'll leave that as a dangling participle. No, that's not what that is. But we'll leave that
dangling
as
dangling participle of doom.
Right, exactly.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Alright, so that is it. I'd like to thank Bradley Moore for joining me today in the lobby of the Expression City Theater. In the lobby of the Expression City Theater space, where we discussed, of course, Matilda the Musical. Ticket information we discussed in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282, or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter, @InexplicableDS, @ICInexplicable, DS. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we'll have more Matilda. We'll have an interview with Curtis Reed, who is doing almost everything in the show. Choreography, musical direction, and playing a major role. So we're going to end that conversation with Curtis next week. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com. Pop Alternative Media.